Last year you had opportunity to come knocking with Marcus Godown right before the season even begins. The type of guy that likes to leave good impressions, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. when Marcus went down, you know, I felt like that was my chance to show the coaches that I can do special things at this university, and I felt like I did a good job of that. And even when he came back, you know, we played really well together. So I think it was really good for me to get that experience, and I think it was even better when Marcus came back.
Before Marcus went down last season, what goals did you have without knowing that you were going to start at all or that you were going to chance at point guard even?
Really, I was just hoping that I could do whatever to help the team win. You know, it wasn't so much about myself. I was expecting to come off the bench, play minutes behind Marcus, and hopefully get 25, 30 minutes a game. I mean, that's a lot for a six man, but, you know, that's all I was hoping to do is just come in and do my best to help this team win in whatever way possible.
Marcus comes back, and then coach says, you know, we're going to go with him. He'll be the starter for now. But then the game after against SEMO, I think it was, you have 18-point out versus that one of those good impressions that you were trying to have against coach?
Like I said, you know, it's just me trying to help the team win. We didn't get to win that game, but it was something where I felt like, you know, I have to do whatever it is. Doesn't matter if I come off the bench or not. You know, I was a bit disappointed when I went to the bench for that game, but I felt like, you know, you can't hang your head in situations like that. So all I can do is show my abilities and hopefully stand out more than everybody else. So that was just a good game for me. But, yeah, coach, he made some good adjustments, and we made it work at the end of the year.
Yeah, some of those adjustments ended up having you start at the two guard. Did you feel like that was a natural fit for you once you slid in there?
Definitely. You know, Marcus is more of a pass-first point guard. You know, he looks to get everybody else buckets before he looks for himself to get buckets. And I'm more of a scoring guard, I feel like. So putting him at the one every time, I think anytime me and him were in the game together, I would get at least 4 points off of him just off a back door. So, yeah, it was I felt like that was a really good decision by the coaching staff, and I was very happy with it.
What goals do you have heading into this year?
The goal is to win a Missouri Valley Championship. Nothing more, nothing less. Don't care how many points I score, how many assists I have, just win a Missouri Valley Championship.
Senior-heavy team, 5 guys that are seniors. They don't really need any motivation. They're basically leading the team, but I imagine it's kind of a weird spot for you to be in as a junior, and you're like, I have to be a leader. There's these young guys coming in the next 2 years, but at the same time, you really don't need to lead those guys.
Right. It's not so much an awkward spot for me. You know, it was kind of my role last year. You know, if anything, it was more awkward then than it is now. Now it's just about getting these guys to buy in, the newer guys to buy in, because us, the seniors and myself, we all know what we have to do to win a Missouri Valley Championship. So me stepping into that leadership role, everybody respects me. I respect everybody. So nobody feels like it's an awkward situation when I speak up in practice.
Tough non-conference schedule coming up. Kentucky, obviously, Buffalo twice, Nevada possibly. How does that make you feel when you look at that schedule and you say, man, there's a lot of tough opponents here?
It just makes me excited. You know, I can't wait to play those guys. And, you know, I feel like the way we've been practicing, we're not where we want to be yet, but we're getting there. And every day we're making strides to get better. And I feel like we'll be ready for whoever whenever we start on November 9th.
Looking at the conference a little bit, you know, every year you guys have – risen up a rank and, you know, finished second last year. Now you're just having to go for that number one spot. You know, does this squad feel like it's able to do that?
Most definitely. You know, Coach Henson always says they always rank us at like 4 or 5, but we'll always be one ahead of that. So I feel like if they rank us 2, then we're going for the top spot today or this year. So we're hoping that they put us at 2 so that we can just prove them wrong again.
What's coach like behind closed doors? We see him out here. He's eccentric and everything. But when he's just, you know, with you guys, you know, is he more like a father figure? What's he like for you guys?
He's the same guy he is on the court as he is off the court. He's an energetic guy. You know, he's going to laugh and joke with you off the court. But when you're on the court, you know, it's about business. You know, it's about getting better every day. So coach is a really good guy, a really good people person. He's doing a really good job as a coach. So I think going forward, you know, nothing's changed with him ever since he's recruited me as a senior.
Tyler Smith-Peters graduating leaves a bit of a void with sixth man, you know, basically being open. Is there a guy that can fill that sharpshooter sixth man role that you guys had last year?
Well, we got a guy in Eric McGill that's definitely going to come in and be an impact for us. Doesn't matter whether he's a sixth man, a starter, it doesn't matter. But, man, he's a really good player. He can shoot the ball really well. He can attack the basket. His athleticism is uncomparable at this school. So, I mean, we definitely have a – what's the word I'm looking for? A secret, I guess you can say. A secret weapon, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, we have a secret weapon in Eric McGill.
A lot of fans around here, I think, want to believe in this team, but they just, for some reason, are being a little cautious about it. Where's the confidence meter? Where do you think they need to have their confidence meter, and why?
Well, I feel like if you're iffy about us, then I guess you can stay there. I mean, either you're with us or against us, but at the end of the day, I think we're going to win a lot of games, and we're going to bring a lot of fans to the games, and they're going to be on our side at the end of the day.
Best of luck for you, Aaron.